Good evening. Tonight I'm talking about the topic of raising teenagers and then just siblings in general. I was thinking tonight about how beautiful and how blessed I am to have the relationship that I have with my siblings. We've grown up. We have some amazing memories, some good, some bad, but for the most part, everything was just hilarious. Like, we have some hilarious, super funny memories growing up. I mean, just some things that would just literally have you on the floor. And I was just thinking about the fact that come this October, I'm going to have two teenagers. It is unbelievable because they are both my babies, and they both will crawl up in the bed with me like they are toddlers. So it's kind of hard for me to wrap my mind around the concept of having two teenagers. But it comes more to light when their will, you know, when they want to express their will and their own personal opinions. And I'm just curious to get some feedback as to how everyone has adapted to that transition of raising teenagers. A lot of my friends, coincidentally, they had kids right before me. I was married when I had both of my children, but I did get married young. I was only 20 years old. So shortly after that, I had my first, which is my daughter, and I gave birth to her at 22, which is still pretty young. And then my son came a few years after that. But just going through these teenage years has just really been something to take note of. And I really had to go back to some of the elders and go to my mom and, you know, different people to give me advice. I would have to say, in general, I am very, very blessed. You know, both of my kids are honor roll students. I always get exemplary reports from their teachers as far as their behavior at school. Have never had to really reprimand them for anything such as, like, you know, drugs or promiscuity or anything of that nature. But the only thing that I have found is both of my kids, you know, are very, 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 very intelligent. If you sit down and have a conversation with them, the way that they process things that are going on today in today's world, you know, it's a little bit beyond their years. However, I will say that they are in a good education system, and they have two loving parents that are very engaged in their daily routine and in their, you know, their upbringing. And we ask them about their day, we talk to them, and we are just very engaged. And so they have a lot of opinions. But what do you do, you know, when your child has an opinion and you want to give them that leeway to make decisions, but you want to make sure that they are making the best decisions? And I know I found that just gets so tricky. I know with my son, he is, like I said, he's not quite a teenager yet. He's still a little bit on the, you know, he's a little bit more on the child side, more than teenager. Like I said, he has not crossed that bridge yet, but he definitely is more so on the child side. He's the one that I have to tell him like two or three times, get up, get up, get up, brush your teeth, brush your teeth, brush your teeth. Put these clothes up. Like, I have to tell him 10 times. Well, my daughter, on the other hand, she is very, very, very self-sufficient. She sets her alarm herself. She gets everything. I don't have to tell her anything. She, you know, I don't ever have to tell her to clean her room. Her room is always clean for the most part. I mean, I might have to tell her to assist with additional chores around the house, but things that pertain to herself and her own well-being, she is super, 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 super self-sufficient. You know, don't have to worry about her being late for the most part. Every once in a blue moon, she might sleep through her alarm, but that is a very, like a rarity. You know, she's very, you know, she is very self-sufficient when it comes to her schoolwork. I have definitely worked with her on homework up to a certain point, but then after a certain point, she was like, okay, Mom, I got it from here after a certain grade. And she really did. Like, she really just had it from that point. And so she might run some things she likes to write. And so she will definitely run her poetry and things of that nature past me for her creating writing classes, her creative writing class and different projects that she might have. But for the most part, she is just super, super, super self-sufficient. And that is a blessing. However, when you get to that point that your child is old enough to realize, like, hey, you know, I kind of got this thing figured out. So then though, it comes to those times where you do want to just say, hey, like, maybe you might want to consider not posting this or not posting that, even if it's not, because my daughter, don't get me wrong, she's definitely not, you know, she's definitely is not a rule breaker, so to speak. But sometimes, you know, I might have to tell her certain things, like, okay, watch these lyrics here, whatever, because she's not paying attention to it. She's always done dance teams and drill teams and dance troops and stuff like that. So she's just a dancer. That's all she pays attention to is the beat. But mom, of course, being the person that I am, I'm getting to the age where she's starting to think that I'm lame now. So, you know, you might get to, like the other day, I had to tell her, like, hey, just watch what you're posting as far as lyrics, because I know it's just dance music to you, but I just want to make sure that you are always, presenting yourself with the utmost respect. Not that you're doing anything necessarily wrong, but I just want to make sure that people don't hear certain lyrics of other people and associate that to who you are, because it's definitely not you. You are a 3.5 and above, most of the time a 4.0 student. You know, you've always participated in extracurricular activities. You've volunteered. You've done all these different things to make sure that you have an exceptional high school experience going into college, and you have, you know, you have a relationship with God. So I just want to make sure that you are always presenting yourself, you know, with the best, but just presenting yourself the way that you are on the inside. Just that's what I want people to see. And in this conversation, you know, she was slightly offended because she was like, Mom, you know, we're just having fun. And so we had this moment where I had to decide, like, hey, was I going to just really, really, really put my foot down and say, hey, you know, this is what I said, blah, blah, blah. Or was I going to give her the power to say, this is what I want you to watch out for, and then you do it going forward. So in that moment, I decided to give the power back to her and say, this is what certain things reflect, and this is who you are, and I'm going to give you the decision to basically be the painter of your own canvas at the end of the day. We bumped heads for a little bit, but at the end of the day, she said, thank you, Mom. I know you're just trying to help me. So it was a beautiful thing. And I thought about in that moment, even my relationship with God, how, you know, sometimes we get to the point where we just feel like we know everything. And sometimes God will say, like, you know what, I'm not going to force your hand in this direction or that direction, but this is who you are. This is who I've created you to be. And I just want to make sure that you are presenting yourself, giving you the power, because I've given you the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So in that, I'm not going to force your hand in any way, but I'm going to give you the opportunity to make the best decision to be a reflection of who I have called you to be. And I just thought it was a beautiful moment, only because in that moment, I could tell she wanted to just kind of buck up a little bit. But at the end of the day, she knew I had her best interest at heart. And so I was just thinking about the times that I've gone through the same thing, to where maybe God has corrected me about something, like, hey, it's not a big deal, but you might want to watch this particular scenario, or you might want to watch this particular situation, because it's not a big deal now, but it can actually grow into something. And sometimes when you feel that little bit of conviction, it's like, oh, I can't do anything. Like, you know, God, why would you correct me about something so small? But at the end of the day, it's just his love and him wanting to make sure that me, his child, that I'm respected, that I am presented in the best way, and that I'm attracting the things that are actually going to fit who he has called me to be, the things that are going to attract, things that fit my purpose, the things that are going to attract, you know, just his divine design for my life. And I was just thinking about, like, well, man, I got a couple more years with my daughter, and I got a little bit more time with my son. How am I going to deal with these strong wills? But I'm just thankful that I can always reflect back to God's will for me, and he knows what to say to me because I'm his child, and he knows exactly what to do and how to put the ball back into my court to give me the opportunity to line myself back up with his will. And I was like, thank you for God for giving me that nugget to know how to deal with my children going forward. Because, you know, those times, there is teenage years, they are trying times. But the only thing that you can do is instill the best things that you can into them. Instill righteousness into them. Instill queenship and kingship and honor into them. And give them the power to reflect that back. Give them the power to exemplify that. Not for you, because if they're doing it for you, the moment they get out of your presence, then they can make the decision to do something else. But to give them the power to be the best reflection of God, and to be the best reflection of who they are on the inside for their own self, for their own benefit, for their own future, for their own purpose. When it becomes something that's for them and they have ownership of that, it's a little different. And I noticed that with my kids, when they feel empowered and when they have ownership of what their purpose is and who they want to be, it just changes up a little bit. It's not so much of a fight, because now it's like, okay, you know what? If I do fall, I don't have anybody to blame but me, because I know that it was instilled in me. I know that I was given the tools, I was given the love, I was given the nurturing, I was given the word, I was given everything. So now this is up to me. And so I just wanted to share that little nugget and plant that in the garden. You know, just when dealing with yourself, even with your own personal relationships or dealing with your children, it's always better to empower and give them what they need to make the best decisions. And then back up a little bit so that they can have that time period to grow. That time period, especially when they're at that age of accountability, they have to be able to in order to be able to walk into greatness, they have to be able to make a mistake a time or two. It's unfortunate, and we want to shelter everyone from everything, especially our children. But I know from personal experience, even in my own life, there's some things about life that nobody can tell me. And it's not because I was sheltered, but it's because I've already done it the wrong way. And so I know now that I don't want to bump my head in that space anymore. But I was given the right tools to, when I did bump my head, I knew exactly where to come back to. I knew where the benchmark was. I knew where to get back in line with righteousness. And so I would just say, you know, tonight that, just always create that benchmark, create that place, that starting point, create that home base. And they say, train up a child in the way they should go. And that's what the word says. Train up a child in the way they should go, and they will never depart from it. And so I'm just prayerful that my children will always have that space to come back to and know where home base is. No matter how far they get away from home, when they go away to college or whatever they may do in life, they will always know what they have been taught along the way, and they will know where that home base is. So thank you guys for joining. Enjoy your night.